Can we start off by you telling me a little bit about everyone's home campaign?
Yeah, Everybody's Home is a national campaign made up of 400 organisations across the country, and those are housing organisations, homelessness organisations, places that do emergency relief for people who are struggling to pay their rent, and also providers of community housing. And it's also made up of about 40,000 just concerned Australians across the country who've joined our campaign because they want to see housing become more affordable. And that's really our goal, to fix housing in Australia and make it more affordable for the people who need it.
Yeah, and you've pointed out that, in fact, that the government propping up taxpayer handouts to investors is actually part of the problem.
That's absolutely right. So basically, as soon as these tax handouts for investors started coming in the 90s, what we've seen is a market that's become less and less affordable. And at the same time, we've seen the government step back from building social housing. And again, we've seen the market become less affordable over that time. The government's main answer to housing affordability used to be building houses itself, building social houses. It stepped back from that in the last couple of decades. We've seen the problems with that approach, leaving it to the private market and propping up private investors.
In fact, it's quite interesting because one of the major issues in the last federal election was the rise in homelessness and general concern around it. The discussion has been that, you know, people are going to be, the government will build more houses, but it's turned out to be a drop in the ocean, isn't it?
That's absolutely right. The government has committed to building 20,000 social homes over the next 5 years. The shortfall is 500,000 homes across the country. So to get on top of that shortfall, they need to be building 25,000 homes every single year for the next 20 years. The other thing to know about the government's commitment is that we're actually going to be losing 36,000 social and affordable homes being wiped from the National Rental Affordability Scheme over the next couple of years. So at the same time as the government is building 20,000, they're losing 36. So we're in this space at the moment where we just can't keep up, and the government just needs to make a very serious commitment to building.
So really, people would say it's arguable that it's a human right to have a roof over your head. But by propping up negative gearing and capital gains tax discounts, this is a systemic approach to creating homelessness, really, or financing it.
Absolutely. Everybody has a right to a safe, decent and affordable home, you know, a place that they can live in, thrive in, raise their children in, be secure in. And what we're seeing is that fundamental right that people have is being positioned against the ability of investors to turn a profit, and taxpayers are underwriting their losses. They're propping up those investments, but we're not funding the homes that people need. And it's an absolute mystery to me why we've landed in this place.
Well, I found it really fascinating, the modelling that has been done around the Parliamentary Budget Office modelling that shows that negative gearing and the capital gains tax discounts is set to soar to at least $157 billion over the next decade, while in order to house people sufficiently would cost less.
That's true. I mean, just earlier this year, back in January, the Productivity Commission released a big report on how much the government is spending on major service areas. It's spending $1.2 billion a year on social housing and homelessness services combined, and that's an absolute drop in the ocean when you look at how much the tax discounts and handouts for investors are costing them. So like governments again and again have just been making this decision, investments over homes, and we need them to turn that around.
And the other thing that I found really fascinating was the fact that people are actually paying for their own homelessness, in a sense, like renters paying exorbitant rents, but their tax dollars are being spent keeping investors afloat. Because, of course, the fact is that people who are renting are also taxpayers.
That's very true. And you know, that's something that gets missed in the whole conversation whenever interest rates go up. the landlords go out into the media and they cry poor and say we're going to have to pass these costs on, we couldn't possibly absorb them. But we know that they can actually write their losses off on tax, and taxpayers underwrite it, and it costs us all more. When these interest rates go up, the taxpayer ends up costing more, propping up these investments. And they can still pass it on to the renter. It's the renter who's got nowhere to go.
Mm. What are you hoping? What's your campaign hoping to achieve?
We're calling on the government to end these handouts and tax breaks for investors and take that money and spend it on social and affordable homes. We've got a huge shortfall of social and affordable homes right across the country, 500,000 homes, and there is absolutely no time to waste if we're going to get on top of that shortfall and get people the homes that they need.
If it's a policy-driven homelessness, as it were, what kind of policies would you expect the government to be doing if they're in good faith?
The most important thing that they could be doing, I'm sorry to sound like a broken record about it, is to be investing in social and affordable housing. I think governments really like to promote this message and this idea that people become homeless because their lives are really complicated, because they've got a lot of things going on. The reality is people become homeless because they can't afford a place to live. And until they can get a secure roof over their head, they can't tackle the other problems that they're facing in their life, whether it's addiction, family violence, what have you. The only way that they're going to be able to tackle those is with a roof over their heads. So we say build the homes. Build homes first.
It's interesting because it's also overlooked that having public housing stock puts pressure on the landlord.
You're very right. You're very right because the share of social housing and public housing has been declining so much over the past few decades. You know, it used to be a pretty major share of the housing market, and now people are being charged whatever the market will bear, and the government has no influence over the market. It has no leverage in the market anymore.
Yeah, yeah. And so it's actually an issue for the entire country, not just if you don't want to be served up to the capitalist onslaught, then you actually have to use policy to maintain some fairness in the market.
Absolutely. Absolutely, I agree.
Mm. Thank you. It's just that people often, because it's characterised as them and us, and you know the has-been, haves and have-nots, and I heard it today. This thing about this is happening to people who are good people, you know, as opposed to bad people who become homeless for other reasons. You know what I mean? Like the deserving poor. And in actual fact, it's got nothing to do with that. It's to do with greed versus fairness.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And, you know, it's the other way around too. The number of interviews that I do where people, try to get me to say, but, you know, people will put things to me, oh, most landlords are good people and they do the right thing. And, I think that's actually madness, right? We don't have an energy market that depends on electricity providers being good people. We regulate them. We have a regulated market where people are entitled to a level of service, and they're protected from certain things, and that's what we need in the housing market. We can't just leave it to people's goodwill. Right now it's completely possible and allowed for landlords to raise rents in just about every state and one of the territories as much as they like in an unfettered way, and we see that happen because it's allowed.
Yeah, landlords, that's right, that's what they're called, not gougers. or lazy capitalists. thank you very much for talking to me.
Well, thank you so much.